Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now, turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the
This is Dan. Wes Blakey is here, and I wasn't expecting him, but Mayor Cale Geese also joining us this morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Dan.
Do you sound disappointed? I'm not sure what...
No, I wouldn't say that. I always like to see Cale.
I was looking at the calendar. I thought, you know, if I don't see Dan this time, maybe I'll miss the next meeting. It'll be a whole new year before I see you.
Yeah, so I don't think you were here last time.
Wasn't I?
I think
I missed that one.
It's all a blur to me.
It was just... The whole last 2 months has just been a blur.
So. Yeah, well, it's a busy time of year, yes. But
now the grain's in the bin, or most of the grain is in the bin. So.
Most of. Okay. Some of it, you know, left in your pocket you didn't throw in.
Yeah. Yeah, in my boots, in my socks,
yeah,
on my kitchen floor. It's everywhere. Now it's time to clean up.
All right. Well, City Council met last night. That's why everybody's here. So I guess we can get to it. What you been working on?
Oh, the big highlight of the meeting last night was talking about health care for the employees.
That's a good thing for everybody to have, yes.
It's a good thing to have. It's a terrible thing to pay for.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
So, Wes, do you want to just talk about what we actually went through last night?
Yep, you bet. City uses Elkhorn Valley Insurance. Gary Bailey has been, I think, our agent for a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
On that, and we were going to see a 26% increase in premiums, and it was going to equate to $50,000 or so dollars per year in premium increases, and so that's a sizable chunk for an increase.
And what's about the number of employees we're talking about?
We have, I think, 36 on insurance, and I just looked at that the other day. I think we have 36,
mm-hmm.
but that would be... Full-time employees right now, I think we're at 43. So not all employees are on city insurance, but I think we're right around that 36 number.
Okay.
And so hit with a pretty sizable increase.
Mm-hmm.
And you always try to, you got to budget for things, you know, prior to the numbers actually coming out. And when we looked at it, we were looking at about a 12 to 14% increase. And I don't understand the insurance industry that well, but insurance, they go to the state and say, we're looking at an X percent increase. And I think it was around that 14% or so. And so when it came back 26, I assume we were on the high end and somebody else was more on the, you know, minimal increase. And so it averages out to 14, I assume is kind of what they're allowed to do. And so when ours came back at 26, Gary and I met and said, let's look at alternatives. And so... we are currently with United Healthcare, and Blue Cross came in, and they were going to be about at a 14 to 15% increase over what we're currently at. So the recommendation was to go with Blue Cross Blue Shield, the same plan we'd been with 2 years ago. Because again, you hate changing insurance. I mean, everybody hates changing insurance companies, but especially when you've got that many employees that have to change, and then they've got to go through kind of the new process. We've got to look at all generic drugs and those types of things before mm-hmm. the insurance will allow them to go to something that they maybe were on before. And so it's you never want to switch. But at that type of cost savings, I think we had to look at it a little deeper. And the good thing is it's going back to what they had 2 years ago when they were already on Blue Cross Blue Shield. So deductible actually is a little less with the $150 less. We're on a high deductible plan, so instead of $6,500, it's $6,350. And then the city self-insures a portion of that. I think our individual deductibles are $1,500 and $3,000 that we self-insure down to save some money. So that's what we ended up doing last night. Council terminated United Healthcare's contract and is issuing Blue Cross Blue Shield.
And that 9% difference that we saved, or... I guess 11%. He said it was $55,000.
Yeah, I have to check on the numbers on that.
So pretty substantial savings for
yes,
for switching.
Yes.
And part of the big discussion last night was You know, the self-insurance aspect of it is where you can really save some money. So the only way to really save that money is to have healthy employees, which, of course, every employer wants, right? So we've done several things to kind of nudge the employees into avoiding those large dollar expenses. And one is, you know, we incentivize you to go get an annual physical. The other one is we incentivize you to not smoke. But the big discussion every year that we come about is, you know, we see this coming down on the private side, several of the employers on the council, instituting some type of wellness program or a wellness incentive to the employees. Research shows that if you're out there moving around, getting a little bit of exercise every week, that you miss less days at work, your just overall health goes up. So we kind of talked with Gary about looking into some sort of wellness program that could translate into a discount for the city or for the employees themselves. So we'll hopefully maybe have an update on that in the future.
Okay, well, it's good to have those independent insurance agents around who can look around for you. And we appreciate those guys.
Absolutely. And we went back to United Healthcare and said, okay, Blue Cross will do this. So he did a good job of trying to, you know, get the best deal for us, and they didn't budge. Gary does a great job of explaining things. You know, last night he explained insurance is kind of on a 5-year cycle, that you've got 2 years of hardly any claims and it's really good years. You've got one that there's a few claims, so insurance doesn't make quite as much money. There's one year where they probably break even or maybe even lose a little, and then there's a year where it's bad for them. And so you get caught in that cycle, and you try to hit the cycle right to change or not to change. And so it's I guess the game that you play. You've got to change when you can.
All right. Now, everybody stay healthy.
That's name of the game.
Okay. All right. I imagine we did something else besides health insurance last night.
We did. The next item on the agenda was probably evident for anybody who's been cruising down Main Street and taking a little gaze while they've been driving. Fiesta Brava has made a substantial addition to their restaurant there on towards the south side, and they needed to get that new area covered by a liquor license. So that was approved next. Nothing too fancy. They're going to have a little outdoor seating area. And whenever that comes up, you know, we have a little discussion about the responsibility of the restaurant owner, making sure that, you know, there's no tomfoolery going on with alcoholic drinks leaving the premises. That's a big no-no. If you have alcoholic drinks, you're only allowed to be in the contained area, whatever that containment may be.
All right. Well, hope everything goes well there.
Yes. Yes, that'd be good.
All right, let's move on.
Next one is a really interesting, riveting topic. We'll let Wes cover that.
Yeah, I thought you would. this is the annual Department of Transportation's maintenance agreement that we signed last night, or approved last night. Yep. And what it means is they have so many lane miles on the state highway, and the middle lane is our responsibility for maintenance. And so what we do is we don't maintain it. We turn it over to the state, and we pay them to do the maintenance of potholes, crack sealing, tarring, and things like that on the highway. The question came up last night, too, about, well, then what do we pay for them to push snow and that type of thing? Because that box is not checked. Well, they don't. They don't push snow. We have the responsibility to snow removal on the highways. Now, once in a while, you'll see the state put some brine down and stuff on, like 7th and Main and stuff like that. We appreciate that. We appreciate that greatly. So anything they can do to help. And state is really good about, they're coming through town, they put the blade down, and they help us out. So I think we have a very good relationship with the state there. It's nice to have that state shop here locally. Some of the employees are local in Wayne. And so I think it's been a very good relationship with the state on that. So that was just, again, an annual thing we approve to have them maintain the center, the turn lane. They're responsible for the two main lanes, and then the turn lane is the city's responsibility.
Okay, but everything within the city, as far as snow removal is concerned, the city does handle the whole thing.
Yes,
except when they come by,
right.
And they don't
correct
lift their blade when they're coming down.
Some do, I mean, at times they do, but if it's bad, I've seen them physically doing that, and that's, again, very much appreciated when they can help out with that.
Okay,
so they're coming through anyway, so I don't think the public's gonna cry too much of, why are you why are you pushing the city's snow? Well, it's taxpayer dollars no matter what you look
yes.
at.
So, yes.
Again, we appreciate what they do.
Okay. Next.
This is another annual thing, approving wage and salary schedule. Every year, there's a salary survey that goes out, and we can talk about comparability and that type of thing where you have to be within certain pay grades. Just because West Blakey likes an employee, we're going to give them an X amount of a raise or something like that outside of the range. You've got to be within a range legally. So you can be challenged if you're too high. You can be challenged if you're too low. So you stay within this range, and what happens is everybody responds to a survey. Norfolk's human resource director actually is kind of the coordinator for all this. And then she sends out the pay surveys or the results. And we compare ourselves to certain communities. And there's rules for that as well. You can compare to communities that are half your size and no more than twice your size. And so you got to fall within there. So we compare sometimes to a community like Ralston. Well, Ralston is going to be on one end of the spectrum just because they're competing with Omaha for everything.
Right.
So that's not a very good comparable, but you've got to use ones that are that have the same population in that ballpark. But then you can compare to others where you compare maybe to West Point, where West Point doesn't have as many people. They don't have a college. I mean, so there's some differences there. I'm talking maybe like law enforcement especially. So in the end, the theory is everything averages out, and if you're somewhere in the middle, really, for your range, then everything is good. And so last night we just looked at that. You address the wage, the surveys data, and then the council had approved a 2% increase for cost of living for employees. So that's reflected in the pay scale as well. So if anybody would ever like to see a pay scale, you can actually it was in the packet this time, but. Call City Hall and we can get you all of that of what the ranges are and things like that.
All right.
And one quick addition on that. I will tout the city for even this goes back as far as Lowell Johnson, his tenure, did a lot of consolidating within the city employees, mainly because every employee that you take away you might not lose that salary because the salary has to be absorbed by other responsibilities, but you don't have to pay that extra person for health insurance, which is a huge expense, as we just talked about earlier in the show. But I will give some credit. Like, we're doing a lot of like restructuring, and Wes has kind of done some long-term planning as to where these people will fit in and how they will cross-train and how they will kind of boost departments will kind of support each other. And that kind of just increases our efficiency as we go forward.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say future workforce is tough to know, but some of the things we do know, obviously the workforce coming out of either your trade schools or your 4 years or whatever, you know, are very technologically savvy. It's very interesting. We have a young person in a department that just can work circles around some of our older employees with the technology, and they're just in awe of this. And there's other things, obviously, they can't do because they don't have the experience. So we know that that's a no, that everybody knows that, the technology side. But it's also some of them that pay isn't as important to some of them. It's time off. It's the other flexibility. It's having that wellness type. I mean, the new generation just looks at things a little differently than the traditionalists that are nearing retirement. And so the workforce is just so different, and you've got to be able to mesh those together. And so you try to do that through pay, because that's what the law says. But we've got to always be looking at, well, how can we do different things with benefits too, that maybe somebody would work for less, but the benefits far outweigh the pay. So again, it's a delicate balance of trying to keep within the pay scale, but also give out some of those benefits that employees want, because it's all about you got to recruit employees, good people, to come work for you, and you've got to have some of that stuff, not only the pay but also the benefits. And I think the city's been very forward thinking in that the last few years.
So who all on your staff works on this every year?
Betty and Beth mainly, and then I review it. But Betty's probably the main person that does it.
Okay.
She sends everything into Norfolk and for the salary survey part. We're actually just going through our personnel manual. There was a committee that has met for, man, it's been nine months or so, to look at benefits, and the employees are doing this. It's not me. I haven't had any input at all on it. to see what they would like to see. Now, of course, the employees are going to want maybe more than what council will allow, but it give us ideas because, and the people that are looking at it are some that are retiring or near retirement, so they're looking at the next generation, not just for themselves. So that will hopefully come to council. My goal right now is March to have it all finalized, but we'll see. So you may see some differences or some changes there.
All right. Community Development Block Grant is next.
Yeah, this was a big win for the city, grabbing a grant, which we didn't think we would get, but I'll let Wes talk about. This is the Pine Heights and 10th Street. I think we talked about this briefly. This has been about 2 months ago, Dan.
Yeah, and I bet it was briefly. In the last couple times we've met, I even talked to the individual responsible for signing the letter saying that we were awarded, and he did not think we had a very good chance at this. I talked to him at a conference recently, so I was not... I think the pool of funds of like $3 million, and there were 20 some applicants for it, all asking for $500,000 or more. We actually asked for $435,000, and so he did not give me much hope on this. So I'll have to talk to him again and say, did you do that on purpose, just so I was surprised or what? But it was a grant that I did not think we were going to do. Pine Heights and 10th and Pine Heights is a very bad intersection. We all realize that. And it's a complicated intersection because there's a lot of grade changes and things to it. So this was likely going to be a contractor project no matter what. We weren't going to try to tackle it like we did 3rd Street around the school. And so this is very good for us that we don't have to do it internally. It's about a $900,000 project because we're looking at doing some upgrades to utilities to the south for about a block from 9th to 10th. We'll also catch that intersection at 9th and Pine Heights, which isn't real good either. And then we're also going to go down 10th Street. There's some drainage issues down at the bottom of a hill there. And just that intersection encompasses a lot of different aspects. If we're going to have to go up Lilac Lane north for a few feet, we're going to have to go up 10th to the east a few feet just to catch all that grade changes. So awarded $435,400 can actually be used for the concrete and improvements. And then it'll be, like I said, about a $900,000 project. So, yeah, I was very, very pleased that we've been very lucky. I mean, we've had a lot of grant funds come in the last few years. And so Jan Merrill with the district does a great job of writing those grants. And then staff does a good job of supplementing what she does and have been very successful with that.
So it looks like that project is a go. Any idea of when that's going to start?
Probably 2021.
Okay.
Because you've got to the rules when you take somebody else's money, there's a lot of rules to it, and you've got to procure an engineer. Just even though we have a city engineer, we still have to procure for one. We have to then obviously get stuff designed, bid out, and then completed. And so this fall, fall of 2020, I don't think can be done in time. So you're probably looking at spring of 21.
Okay, for anybody who lives in that area,
if questions, give us a call.
All right, we'll move on. What's next?
We'll speed up the next two. We had a couple second readings. The first was on moving buildings, and in particular, we're talking about moving mobile homes and the safety checks that they have to go through when you move them. And the next was annexation regarding what we refer to as the Loggy property on the southeast side of town, just south of the grain elevator. When you're driving by to visit me, you can go stop and take a look at the... What will probably be, after the next meeting, a new addition to the city of Wayne.
Okay. You won't be leaving the city and coming back into the city.
Yeah, that's right. City. Yes. Just be right in Wayne the whole time. One of the last couple things. Oh, I almost jumped over one of the exciting things. The Activity Center is getting a little bit of a remodel to their weight room area. I don't know if anybody who visits there... after working hours notices that the weight room is a little crunched. It's going to flow into what was the concession area. That concession area really wasn't used as much as anticipated. In fact, I think some of the tournaments that they set up in there, they just set up the concession stand right next to the basketball courts. So we're just going to eat up that space, make it more user-friendly, put some cardio equipment in there. So we'll see that in this winter yet. And then we set our next retreat date for a council retreat. This is a move away from we used to do an annual retreat. And when I became mayor, I thought that wasn't enough. We need to be forward thinking a few times a year instead of just once. And we do quarterly now. The next one will be January 15th. It was supposed to fall on the fifth Tuesday, every fifth Tuesday. Well, that fifth Tuesday is New Year's Eve, and nobody wanted to spend it with me talking about city business. Dan, can you believe this? It's like I'm not a fun guy, and we don't have fun when we have city retreats.
All right. So anything you anticipating specifically being dealt with at that retreat?
Do you see anything on the...
Yeah, I think this would be a good time. We talking about upcoming projects for the city, how we're moving forward with current city engineer. That was kind of a temporary type thing, or a kind of a test thing, whether we want to have a city engineer sitting at City Hall for two mornings a week, dealing with city staff and stuff, doing some projects. So I think that'll come up. It seems like every time we talk about property, city property, but we've got 4th Street property that by that time, we will be closer at least to maybe putting that up for sale if that's what council wants to do. There's 8 acres down there on 4th Street. Keep talking lagoon stuff. That is going way slower than I had anticipated or had hoped. Mm-hmm. But I think there's plenty of reoccurring things on the agenda.
We'll have some street improvement, 1 to 5 year planning. Just a bunch of little stuff that I'm trying to think of something that'd be more interesting to the viewer here, but I'm coming up blank.
It's all right. So, January 25th.
Yeah, or January 15th at 5 p.m.
Oh, okay. 15th. I said 25th in my...
We're hitting a Wednesday. It's a little bit easier for the council members to make than Saturday or Friday.
Yeah, so your agenda says the 25th. That
my
was the
agenda
proposed.
Says
25th.
Yep, okay.
And they went a different route and went a Wednesday evening instead. Trying to avoid school conflicts. I know with a couple of members of the council have kids in activities, and it's like Wednesday works for them. Some concern that it's traditionally the church night, but so we'll see how this goes, because I don't know if we've done it on a Wednesday night before.
All right. And the other thing I see on the agenda, Amy K. Miller, city attorney.
Yes, we had a it's kind of our chance for the city council to give input on the performance of our city attorney. And of course, we talk about salary, and there's always a discussion, do we go salary, do we go hourly? And then I take that information back, and I have a formal review process with the city attorney and with our city council president, Jill Broderson. And the city council did approve to renew the same agreement that we had last year with the city attorney. Same salary, same everything.
So everybody's happy with each other.
We hope so. At least enough to renew a contract.
Okay.
Yeah, Dan, we're never happy, right?
For government, we're always disgruntled. Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
One thing I was going to add different is a lot of times when you drive into communities, you look up and you try to find the lights on the ball fields. You won't do that right now. They're gone. So the lighting project at Hank is starting to happen. Mm-hmm. Demolition was literally done yesterday. So the poles are gone.
Where'd the poles go? I had a question from a citizen.
The poles are currently on a pole truck, I think is what Tim called it. And so the group has demolition rights to it. So if I don't exactly know what they're going to do with that. Right now, I think Tim's storing them. They're too large for us to use. But my understanding is the company will take those because they have salvage rights to it. But if somebody's interested, we can reach out to the company and see if they want to not have to haul them back someplace, or if they want to get rid of them locally.
The citizen was convinced there's big money in those poles.
There could be, and if that's the case, I'm sure the company will be keeping them.
Well, I won't be making any bid. I don't think I have any need.
They're 40-year-old poles, but if they can talk to people. Yep.
Okay, and the new ones will be in place in time for baseball season.
Oh, they better be, Dan. The goal was March 1st. I think Wayne High's first game is maybe the end of March. And it's not just the lights. It's obviously weather has to cooperate and all that good stuff to get them to actually play home games here. Typically, their first couple weeks, they're on the road somewhere down where it's a little warmer, in Blair or something like that.
Okay. Anything else we need to know before we say goodbye?
That wraps it up.
Okay. Snow removal season going okay so far?
So far, so good. If you have issues, please let us know. We don't try to hit mailboxes. I'll tell you that for right now. Just report those types of things if you see anything.
Oh, fix your perfect time to fix your leaky faucets, toilets, everything. We've got sewer rate setting season coming up. So.
Right. Oh. This is your water conservation months, because you will be billed for the
based
usage,
on what you're doing this
for the
month.
Sewer throughout the rest of the year. Yep.
Okay.
Well, this month. Actually, there's 3 months.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. All right. Wes Blakey, Cale Geese again, our guests today on The View from Wayne America.
The View from Wayne America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the